and Reason, Highball. Remix on Five. Betty, 5 minutes after 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I read an interesting stat recently. What do you think this year so far? Who can name any app in the top four for downloads globally?
TikTok.
It's number one, yeah.
Again,
and by a long way, it's still continuing to grow massively at unprecedented rates. So that's TikTok, but then who else is making the top four?
Instagram.
It's number two.
Oh, nice.
What?
Yeah.
What about Spotify?
Spotify's in the top 10, but I think it's like number 9 or something like that.
Snapchat.
Snapchat's not in the top four.
Twitter?
Twitter's not in the top four.
Facebook.
Facebook is number 3.
We all think
of it as like, well, I think younger generations think of it as this arcane, sort of slowly dying out platform. Not the case at all. I mean, it's still the biggest globally, still the biggest in South Africa by far, growing at huge rates. So that's number 3. Then number 4?
Candy Crush.
It's not Candy Crush. No. It's an app that all of us use. I guarantee you, you have probably used this in the last, let's say, half an hour.
WhatsApp.
It's WhatsApp, yeah.
How are people still downloading WhatsApp? Doesn't it come standard on phones?
No, it doesn't. That's the thing. That's the one side of it. The other thing is, like, half of us look at WhatsApp as if it's a communication tool. Some of us look at it like it's a social media app, which it is. And I think it's going to become a lot more like in the years to come. You know, already now, for example, you can react to something somebody said, the same way that you do on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. We're actually going to talk about this next. WhatsApp communities and stuff like that on the show. I